We got a big show planned for you today. By the way, the temperature's nice in here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Allison.
Okay.
I'm just learning.
I know. Everything's different for you.
Everything's different. Allison and I walked in this morning. Chelsea was in her office, and we're those people that always want it freezing cold.
Yeah.
And it was, to me, I thought it was the sun in here. And I said, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, okay, but you're also a little dramatic. I'm telling you guys, I have heard nonstop complaining from these two from the second that they walked
the
in this
second.
Morning.
Yeah. I know.
Like it's my fault that it's hot in here.
This is a sounding board. Can I vent to you, Chelsea?
Yes, see, always.
See, Chelsea, when you're veteran broadcasters, you tend to have a better show when you complain first.
That's right. Gosh.
That's right.
Part of our fabric. It's always a building problem. So it's a technical problem.
For sure. What's the funniest part of all this is I'm probably the biggest complainer out of the three of us.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm annoyed.
Yeah. That's a real hard level to, which, who complains the most? We'll take you out. You can sit out.
All right. Crazy Lines is coming up this morning. Also, things to look forward to in the month of July. We always love those. Like, here's what's ahead for the month. Allison suspended on Facebook? Why? Dirty pictures, bad language. What happened?
Can you imagine?
So mad.
Dirty pictures.
We'll
then
find
crash
out.
Crash the site.
We'll talk about that this morning. Also, that's incredible. Listen, today our boss Paul, the world's most interesting boss, who we talk about all the time, is going to be in studio.
It's very exciting.
So we're
going
to play a little game with him called You Make the Paul. Instead of remember Monday Night Football, you used to have You Make the Call.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's You Make the Paul.
Oh, that's clever.
That is clever.
The question is, who would get it right, Paul or Paul? So we'll play that this morning. And I thought we'd let, I'm going to take a step back this morning, and I thought I'd let Paul take on Allison in Battle of the Sexes. So,
That's good.
It's a special day because we're all in the studio today. I'm off TV, and I just thought, hey, let's have some fun. We never get to see the big guy. We talk about him
enough.
That's
right.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
So there's a lot to unpack this Hollywood. So
okay.
I'm just giving you a little warning. First up, Bill Cosby's a free man after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his sexual assault conviction on what basically amounted to a technicality. So kind of to sum it up for you, he had to do a deposition.
Mm-hmm.
A while ago,
mm-hmm.
He was told by that, you know, prosecutor, whoever, they made a deal basically that whatever he said in this deposition would not be held criminally against him. Well, then the trial happened and
it was held criminally against him.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
So that was just like one little piece of that.
Because we were trying to figure out yesterday if his prison term was like vacated, meaning he's old. He served 2 of 3 to 10.
No, it's
know?
Like it's like.
So he, now it's like he didn't do anything wrong.
On paper, it's like.
On paper.
Right, yeah.
He said, I've never changed my stance nor my story. I've always maintained my innocence. And here's a little bit of what he had to say to our very own Frankie Darcell.
Yeah, iHeartRadio's Frankie Darcell works right down the hall at Mix, right out of prison, and calls Bill Cosby, calls
I know.
Her.
Literally 30 minutes
this
later.
This is for all the people who have been imprisoned wrongfully, regardless of race, color, or creed, because I met them in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Spears is firing back after Britney asked the court to terminate her conservatorship in order to get her life back. He claims that Britney's court-appointed conservator, Jody Montgomery, and her attorney, Sam Ingham, who was also court-appointed, are the ones who have failed to give her her freedom. Jamie has now filed legal documents claiming he hasn't had any involvement in Britney's personal conservatorship for nearly 2 years, has no intention of serving that role again, and he's insisting on blaming the other two for why she can't have kids, can't get married, all that stuff. He also says that he hasn't spoken to his daughter for a long time because he's been cut off from communicating with her. Now, here's what's interesting. After that story came out, Britney Spears' lawyer, you know, had asked the judge in the conservatorship case, boot Jamie, her dad, from this completely. He is the conservator of her estate right now and has been for a while. The judge shot that down and says that Jamie stays for at least now.
There is a lot to unpack, Chelsea.
I know.
I'm going to take a break and look for my tape.
Oh, my gosh. It just goes to show that you don't really know who you can trust in this race.
Wow.
And finally, here's a little piece of good news. The woman that caused the crash at the Tour de France has been arrested after a four-day search. She has not been identified yet, but Tour de France officials say that they plan to sue the woman, and at least one rider might as well.
Wow.
Good. Now, things out on HBO Max today. No Sudden Move. That's going to be a great movie.
Yeah. We heard a lot about that and filmed in Detroit.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Hey, it's Thursday morning in Detroit. I'm off from TV today, and we're all in the iHeart building together. It's very fun to be in the same room. The show sounds probably the same to you, but it feels different for us because we're excited to see each other.
We're all a foot apart.
We're all foot apart.
There's a different vibe and energy.
That's right. We're getting our essence all over the studio. And it's just what we
want.
And
my Coke.
And right. That happened too, by the way. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC with Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea. Welcome to the show today. And happy Thursday. We're all in the studio together today. I'm off from TV. Happy to be with Allison and Chelsea in our home base, the iHeart Media Building.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be here. Thursdays, we do something called Crazy Lines. We go around the room and tell you something about us that makes us crazy. And we're all, the three of us I know, are trying in many different ways just to say, hey, listen, after pandemic, we're all trying to eat a little better. Try to find our little things that we can do to not...
Because we have to go back out in the world.
Right. We have to be back out in hot weather and be in light clothing. But I will tell you that, like, last night, DoorDash that Crispelli's pizza.
Mm.
And why... Again, this... Like, I know I'm trying to do better. I could easily have had an individual white pizza and enjoyed it. But why did I have to get a second individual pizza with extra sauce so I can have the variety of both when I'm trying not to eat that way?
I will tell you why, and it gets you off the hook.
Hmm.
Because I, and this could be my crazy lines, I feel obligated when I order from someone.
Yeah.
I don't feel like ordering one thing is enough and it's wasting their time. So I always order three things if I'm ordering. Whether I want them or not. I wanted a blizzard from Dairy Queen the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't make DoorDash come here with one blizzard.
How rude.
So I got a vanilla malt and a second blizzard.
Why not?
No one else was home.
God, you've done it again. You've normalized me. How do you do it?
I didn't know Crispelli's had a white pizza.
Ooh.
Well, they do, and they have other stuff on. Listen, Crispelli's, if you're listening, I love a lot of pizza in Detroit. Listen, you know I love many pizzas. Crispelli's, if you really want to do it the right way, though, you don't need artichoke on there.
Oh, right.
And you need to have ricotta cheese. You got to have droplets of ricotta or else it's not really a white pizza, right. And it doesn't. You don't offer it. Okay. Allison, you're up next.
Okay. So you guys, again, along the fitness thing, I got a Fitbit thinking that would hold me responsible.
Yeah.
And
where is it, Allison?
So I've decided I don't like things on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem because you have to wear it.
Yeah.
It bothers me. So I have to get over that or abandon yet again another fitness attempt.
Make me crazy.
Put it next to the treadmill.
Listen. I get beautiful watches from people all the time that I love.
Right.
Superman watches.
That's nice. Right.
I can't wear watches. Can't wear jewelry. I mean, I can still, from back a long, long time ago when I was married, I still do this with my thumb because I can't have anything on. I don't wear necklaces. I don't wear any. None
I know.
Of that.
And I want to say it says it's waterproof, but I wash my hands all day or even just I'll get a little sweat under the band. And I'm like, that can't be good for this.
No.
So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with that Fitbit.
Chelsea,
I mean, I do know what's going to happen.
You're
up
next.
I will say, it does take a second to get used to.
So, okay, good.
There's that.
And it's watching you.
Right. Okay, so this literally drives me insane. Like, thinking about it right now gets my blood boiling, and I don't know if it would to anyone else. So I have a friend who sometimes needs my help coming up with responses to text messages.
Okay.
And, you know, I try to give her things that she can say back to whoever. So when I'm with her, she'll text with one finger instead of using both thumbs to quickly write a message.
Yeah.
She uses one finger and, like, is putzing.
But going slow.
Yes.
And that makes you crazy?
Oh my gosh, it drives me insane.
I'm trying to see what I do. I do this. Is this right, Chelsea?
That's normal. Okay. My friend goes like tap. Tap.
Oh my God. Anyway, there's your crazy lines today. What makes you crazy? We always would love to hear from you with 100.3 WNIC. Oh, yes.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
As we approach 4th of July weekend, we want to talk about one of our absolute favorite things, and that's food. The question was asked, when thinking of the ideal barbecue plate for 4th of July, what should be on that plate? And you would think that the answers are all pretty common.
Yeah.
But there's a couple outliers.
There's always an outlier. Someone's always got to be difficult.
Right.
We should all agree on this one thing. I mean, if we're really trying to say what's the one thing that should always be on a barbecue plate, it's potato salad.
That's interesting. That's what you're saying?
It's a tie between potato salad or hot dog.
Okay. I was going to say a hot dog or a hamburger.
Okay.
But potato salad's pretty good.
See, for me, it's pasta salad.
Okay.
Oh, I love pasta salad so much.
Pasta salad's good.
I like pasta salad. Yes.
Speaking of that one person who always has to be difficult, I posted that question on Facebook and so many people wrote, my family, friends. No, that's not part of the barbecue.
If your family is on your barbecue plate, then there's something wrong with your family.
Yeah.
So just so you know, burgers are number one. 65% approval.
I can live with that.
Hot dogs number two. Then ribs.
I think ribs.
Barbecue ribs on 4th of July? That's pretty good.
I think, but I don't. I think when I think of my whole life of barbecues and picnics, ribs come up sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's not a standard.
Not frequently.
It's not. Warren makes ribs on the grill, and it's an endeavor. Maybe just for him.
And
I don't know.
Yeah, and people that make ribs, it's a whole process. Now it gets weird, because after that you have sausages. Now, I like an Italian sausage on the grill. I really do, any time of the year. But then chicken wings, pulled pork, brisket. Like brisket.
Yeah, went crazy now.
Yeah, now you're just naming foods that you barbecue.
Right, yeah.
4th of July, no one's having brisket. I mean, maybe you are, but that's not the staple.
What about mac and cheese? Did that make the list?
For sides, yeah. So the number one side was not potato salad. What do you think the number one side was?
Coleslaw?
No, corn on the cob.
Oh, I was going to guess that.
Okay, I can live with that because corn on the cob is something that you can throw on the grill. But I don't know. Maybe I'm going to the wrong barbecues and picnics. I see a grill. There's hot dogs and hamburgers on there. There's potato salad. There's pasta salad. Yes, there's corn. There's watermelon.
There's chips.
There's chips and all of that other stuff. I mean, that sounds like the menu at Memphis Smoke.
That's right.
And I'm fine with that.
Or Slow's.
Oh, that's right.
Slow's Barbecue. Okay, Chels, what are people saying on social media about what they should have at the barbecue?
So Jeanette said a juicy burger with grilled onions. Connie said hot dogs that are burned a little bit. Becky said extra large shrimp.
Extra large shrimp.
Yes.
Who said that?
Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Yeah. Sarah said steak. Marcia said chicken. I'm trying to find if there's any. Someone said the WNIC crew.
We'll accept that, even though we just told you can't do that.
Don't you don't put us on the grill. Yes.
Can I really
Brianna
quick?
Said cake.
Okay.
While Chelsea was looking over that list, I went back to the macaroni and cheese comment in my head, and I have also never seen macaroni and cheese at a barbecue or a picnic.
Because it seems like such an inside.
That's in the house thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about baked beans?
I love baked beans.
But
you can put those on a little skillet there on the grill, and they can stay hot. So there you go. We're talking 4th of July food, because this is the time to do it. 100.3 WNIC with Jay Towers.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
We do. It is time for Feeling Good in the Day. It is brought to you this morning by Sam Bernstein Law Firm, 1-800-CALL-SAM. So, Feeling Good today is a really nice story here. Two Boy Scouts rescued a drowning woman who was clinging to a basketball hoop after severe rainfall flooded parts of Missouri. Here are the Boy Scouts and their scout master talking about what happened. Let me play this for you. Here you go.
All of a sudden, we hear this lady, and she was grabbing on.
There's a heavy emphasis on being prepared, and especially being prepared for emergency situations.
Mm. That's the example of what a Boy Scout's supposed to do. You know, you have this vision of them helping elderly ladies across the street.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think that's what anybody would do, and that's so great that they did. And they are exemplary, because I just heard a story yesterday, conversely, about someone who was attempted to be kidnapped in public, or maybe was kidnapped, while people stood around and did not get involved.
Really?
And I was like, wow, like how does... I mean, nobody wants to be involved in harm, but you have to be. You have to stop stuff from happening.
Yeah, and I also think people walk a fine line of not knowing if they should get involved, yeah, or are they, yeah, adding to the problem. And
there is that.
People second guess the instinct sometimes. Yeah. So.
But good for those kids. They saved her.
We were telling you, guys listening this morning, that this is the first time that me, Allison, and Chelsea have been in the same room. I'm off television today, so we're just kind of relaxed and not running around. And it's also, I think, the first time, I think, in like 2 years that I've had iHeart coffee that's not Keurig, that's like from a pot with powdered milk.
Creamer. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible.
Is it?
What a snob I am.
Yeah, no, kind of you are, because I actually don't. I use the powdered creamer every day. I use both. I use powdered creamer and liquid creamer.
There's a nostalgic feel to drinking it, but it feels like 5 years ago.
So is that why it's gross? Because of the dry creamer? Or
It's weird, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Warren doesn't like it either. If he runs out of milk, he'll just drink it black. I'm like, you seriously won't use my powdered creamer? And he was like, no. He's like, it's gross.
Don't you guys taste it, though, or no?
No, I do taste it, but I actually like the taste. When I was a little kid, I can remember taking a teaspoon of cream Mora dry on a spoon and eating it.
Ew!
I know, nasty.
It's all pasty.
That's weird.
My daughter loves that. You know, you ever see those? They're non-dairy creamers, but they're flavors. They're all like hazelnut.
Yeah.
I mean, those make me gag. Those don't taste like cream at all.
See, I don't think that they're that bad if, like, in a pinch you need something. But I'm kind of like Warren. If I...
You won't use it?
I mean, I do when I'm here, but it seems to be like a work thing. Like, I know that I use that at work. I don't use it anywhere else, though.
Oh, okay. I get that.
I don't
know.
It's weird.
It's an association thing.
Kind of.
By the way, I think I'm buying something for Warren, and he's just going to have to accept it, and you're going to have to accept it.
I hope it includes a fanny pack.
Nope. But, you know, he might just say, you're the best friend I've never had.
He might.
Yeah. So, anyway.
He already thinks that.
Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. 1, 2, 3. We're going to come on.
Back in the Day is brought to you this morning by Xfinity. 58 years ago, in 1963, the U.S. Post Office began using 5-digit zip codes.
Oh!
Geez, what was it before 1963? Like F210?
The Pony Express?
I remember, I don't know why this makes me think of that, but I remember being a kid and not having to use an area code to call someone.
No, we didn't either. No, yeah.
And then when you had to start using the area code, it was like, right. Are they 313? Are they 248? I don't know.
Yeah, and I remember when we were 313 in Ann Arbor, and we went to 734, and I remember being very upset by that.
Do you remember your childhood phone number?
You know what's funny about that? I don't remember my childhood phone number, but I remember my high school boyfriend's phone number. That's how much I called him. 582-9008.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was 270-1988.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would give you mine, but my family still has it.
That's so funny.
In South Lyon, nothing changes.
Yeah, no joke. Only people with a landline still.
That's Chelsea funny. Still has to be home for supper at 5.
That's great.
42 years ago in 1979, the first Sony Walkman went on sale. Play a little bit of this. Oh, is that it? That's the Sony Walkman jingle? I like it. It's funny, Allison always talks about her Discman.
And I have a Walkman.
Yeah, and I found, when I was cleaning the garage over the weekend, I found a bunch of CDs.
Yeah.
So back in the early 2000s, when I would do a celebrity interview, The producer would burn them all on a CD for me once a month. And I'm going, oh, I want to listen to these. I couldn't find a CD player anywhere. And your car doesn't have a CD player anymore.
That's Oh my God. So wild that you say that, because I'm going to be taking my mom's car up north.
Yeah.
So I don't put miles on my car. And hers has a CD player. And
I I should have given you these discs.
I should have had all of my mixtapes.
Wait a second, though. Let me ask you. That's right. There's that. But also that thing that comes out of the side of your computer. Can't you put a CD in
there? No, they don't have those
anymore. Not anymore. You have to have an attachment with a...
The only thing I could do is I have... You know what? I'm glad you said that. I do have a detachable one at home. But I could get... if you have a DVD player, not a Blu-ray, a DVD player will play CDs.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Let me finish this. Today, 1991, Court TV was launched. Court TV sounded like this. It's... practically made Allison a lawyer.
Yeah, it absolutely has. I remember watching the OJ trial every single day.
And 22 years ago in 1999, J-Lo released her debut album. It had On the Six. It was called On the Six. It had Waiting for Tonight, If You Had My Love, Let's Get Loud, and more.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
This Hollywood's a little lighter than last hour. The first Twilight movie was released in theaters over a decade ago, and the author of the book series, Stephanie Meyer, shared a blog post she wrote from 2007 that resurfaced with her original actor and actress choices to play Bella and Edward in the movie.
Ooh.
Now, she had no say in this. She's the one that wrote the books.
She didn't have a say.
She did not have a say in casting. Her choice for Bella, who was played by Kristen Stewart, was Emily Browning of Lemony Snicket. I don't know her, but this one will excite you, Jay. For Edward, she wanted Henry Cavill.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. She said she couldn't see anybody else playing Edward except for him.
I think she just wanted to hang out with Henry Cavill.
It is weird the choices that they did pick. Mm-hmm. They were pretty much three unknowns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday, Disney's going to air The Good, The Bart, and The Loki. It's going to be a crossover short combining The Simpsons with the Marvel Universe. Tom Hiddleston is, of course, going to be voicing Loki.
Okay.
A free Elvis Presley streaming service is coming out next year. It'll show archive footage, Elvis films, and music documentaries, and it will only be available in the U.S. and Canada through Samsung, Roku, Hulu, and Amazon.
All right, well, I'm good.
I mean, I'd be curious to see what that's... I always try to watch an Elvis movie just to see what the hype was about. I never get more than 10 minutes. I'm like,
I know.
And finally, Adam Sandler is in need of highly skilled basketball players for his new Netflix movie, Hustle. So tryouts are going to be held mid-July in Delaware for guys who are 18 to 30 years old and aren't playing for the NAACP.
NCAA.
Right. Getting all my things mixed up. Something that's out today that you guys are going to love, No Sudden Move on HBO Max.
All right, Chelsea. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. Allison's Bubble is on the way next. Also, a shot for you to unmask a brand new car with our friends from La Fontaine. How exciting would that be? And finally... Allison gets suspended on Facebook. What in the world could she possibly have done wrong? We find out. What's in the bubble today?
I have two really shocking ones, so tomorrow's is going to be really good, too.
All right. Because,
like, I find this shocking. The biggest park in the U.S. is Adirondack Park in upstate New York. It's bigger than Death Valley and Yellowstone combined, which may not mean anything to you. It didn't to me. It's 6 million acres, which sort of means something, but I still don't quite get it. It makes it bigger than 5 entire states.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a park. It's big Adirondack Park. And upstate New York's not that big anyway. So how is a park in upstate New York bigger than 5 states?
Well, a park that I've never heard of.
I know.
I bet you could put Delaware in there.
Yeah, the littlest states.
Right? I bet you could put Maine in there.
But that's crazy.
That's a big park. Mm-hmm. I know. I wonder if somebody could take it over and make it a small country. What are you doing in that park?
Jay Towers in the Morning on iHeartRadio.
Netflix keeps telling me that, you only have a few more days to watch Twilight Zone episodes, so I've been watching Twilight Zone episodes. Remember Shelley Fabrice?
Yeah.
Fabrice?
From Coach.
From Coach.
Yeah.
She was Hayden's girlfriend.
That's right.
Shelley Fabrice.
Mm-hmm.
She's in an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Really? Like an old episode? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. She's young.
Yeah, she's like aliens come down, and but they're aliens, but they're in a biker gang group, and they're ready to take over the world, and she falls in love with one of them, and one of them defects.
Wow.
Like, why do I know? Like, you see somebody, why do I know? It's Shelley Fabrice.
Yeah.
Am I saying her name right?
Fabre?
Whatever.
I think, yeah, the S is silent. Whatever.
At least I'm not getting canceled on Facebook for
That's
it.
That's right.
Like, somebody who had a Facebook suspension. Now, before you tell your story, I looked. According to Facebook, accounts have been suspended because the user started an account pretending to be a cow, a dog, a library. Your account must be you. So that's a reason they suspend you. Another reason that they sometimes suspend you is for content, for things that you put on that are inappropriate or a danger to people.
Right.
So,
and that's good. I'm for that.
When I walked into the studio today and you said Facebook suspended you, mm-hmm. I was like beside myself. I didn't understand. How could that be? You do nothing offensive.
I don't. I know. But
even your comments aren't offensive.
That's right. But it turns out they suspend you for more reasons than that. And some of them are just downright dumb. And I wish I could read you the email that I sent to Facebook because I really let them have it.
Yeah, we're going to need a reenactment.
I'm sure no
that.
One's going to ever read it. I don't even know where it goes. But it was, I get, like a lot of times I try and problem solve myself. Like I'll try and figure out why someone has a rule. Like, why are you capping me at 5,000 friends? Okay, maybe you don't want someone with a private page assembling a lot of people that could do harmful things.
Right.
But I need you to fine tune your algorithms. Like you may have a good reason for why you do something, but explore it further. Because in my case, what I was doing was perfectly fine and normal, and I was not a nuisance to anybody, but I was accused of being a nuisance. So, which, yeah, that's fair. Well, in that instance, that.
But explain what happened. Okay. What were you doing?
So I got my hair done 2 days ago.
Right.
And I posted a picture of it the day I got my hair done.
Right.
So I got a lot of comments. And sometimes when people like to show me niceness, I like to be appreciative back. And instead of just liking or loving your comment, I want to also say something to you.
Give you a response.
It's one of your signature moves.
It's a thing I do. And so I am thanking everybody that's saying something to me.
Right.
You know, I'm responding to each individual comment, which I usually try to do. In this case, I had a lot of comments, like 400.
Okay.
So yesterday we're doing the show and I'm kind of, you know, in between breaks and songs and stuff, I'm commenting and I can do it really fast. I'm a good multitasker. So I'm like, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just doing it. And after about, I don't know, 45 minutes straight of doing that, because I can just do it and keep doing other stuff, I get this box that says, we are restricting your account for being a nuisance and you can click OK or disagree. And I show it to Chelsea. And she was like, well, click disagree with it.
Of course.
So I try again. I try again. I get the same box. It's like, we're restricting your account for nuisance behavior. Anyway, throughout the day, I continued to check it. And it was driving me crazy because I also just wanted, I was like within striking reach of being done thanking people.
So can I say something? I do want to jump in and just let you know, if you didn't already know, the reason you got suspended, then we'll get into your response to them. The reason you got suspended was Facebook looks at you liking pictures and commenting a lot and quickly as you're a robot. You're a bot.
Yeah.
And that you've set up some special program because, you know, when you comment on somebody's like to you or message you, you're building engagement. Which is kind of what you're supposed to be doing on social media, building engagement with people. You're engaging with them. You're actually doing what Facebook was designed to do, engage.
Right.
You're just doing it so fast, they think no one would have this much time or this much effort to like 400 comments and respond to them all.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, Facebook. I am a robot
so
in
they
that
think you're
respect.
A robot.
I get that.
So you wrote them and said what?
So, yeah. So anyway, but I have to tell you, I kept checking throughout the day.
Yeah.
I didn't send them an email or a message. You know, it's like support. You can click on support, find a reason why you're sending them a message and then send it. I didn't do it till like 3 o'clock yesterday. I was still suspended at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It was a 12-hour suspension I got. I sent them a message. I wish that I could have, taken a picture of it because I don't remember. And there's, it doesn't exist anymore.
She was seeing red. She barely remembers what she wrote to them.
I can remember some things, but there were how dare yous in there. There were lots of letters being capped. Like, this is my page. I was talking to people who talked to me first.
Right.
I'm like, maybe pull your head out of. I literally, and after I sent it, I was like, maybe not the best way to get someone to help you. Because I literally was like, I don't know if 4-year-olds run your business.
Yeah, but like,
that got said.
Oh my gosh. Like you said, though, I mean, what are the chances that someone's actually into action?
They'll get to it and they'll respond with a form.
Well, response. If I don't have a Facebook in a couple days at all.
You're fine.
It's because, I mean, you know.
You told them what needed to be told.
Well, I appreciate all the effort you put into keeping Facebook safe for us. I do.
Yeah.
But just fine tune it a little bit and know who I'm being a nuisance to.
You're not being a nuisance.
People talking to me.
Right. You're engaging. That is the point of Facebook. God, how dare they? Coming
up. Germany, take Jay's call.
Thank you. We didn't even talk about that on the air. Weather-wise today, it is, it's going to be okay. I mean, it's not going to be as bad as it's been. That's good.
Could be like maybe some rain this afternoon, but I mean, doesn't really look like it.
Yeah, that looks like it's on like the phone app every day. There's a chance of rain.
Right. And your hair update is this. Just don't bother doing it. What would be the point?
Your hair looks much different than it did when you walked in this morning.
It has a life of its own.
It's such volume.
It's like a head and then a poodle.
Here are the things to look forward to in the month of July, since today is July 1st. A couple things. Obviously, there's a lot of sports. The NBA Finals are going to start a week from today. There is a UFC rematch for Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yes. And I only know that because I had to YouTube it like 8 times to hear the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. The ESPY Awards, baseball's All-Star Game is July 13th. The Summer Olympics get started on July 23rd. I like watching the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
I like to see what happens. I like the Winter Olympics better, but whatever.
I like gymnastics.
There are some big movies coming out. Black Widow hits theaters on Disney Plus next Friday. Space Jam, A New Legacy with LeBron James on July 16th. And Disney's finally Jungle Cruise movie comes out July 30th.
Space Jam. That was
Michael Jordan.
I thought
back in the
so.
Day.
And mm-hmm. Now it's with LeBron. Shouldn't movies go back in the theaters now?
I think they're starting to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're starting to, but I also think that throughout the pandemic, a lot of movie companies had to make deals with streaming services.
Oh,
so I wonder how many of those are like, you know, deals that were
already done.
Yeah.
On TV, Big Brother and Love Island return next week. Monsters, Inc. series Monsters at Work is on Disney Plus. Boy, this Disney Plus is
it's on fire.
The new Gossip Girl reboot. Did either of you ever watch Gossip Girl?
Loved it.
Yeah, I could see Chelsea.
Was that a CW show?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good with Blake Lively and Leighton Meester, I believe. I can't see a reboot being the way that it's supposed to.
I used to be really into Big Brother forever, for over a decade, and it ruled my summer. And every summer when it started, I would talk about how my summer of rage has begun, because it's just constant anger.
With that too, because there's
a house full of jerks.
It's a house full of jerks. People you would not want to really be friends with or live your life around. Shark Week starts on July 11th. That's always fun. And finally, we should mention too that not only do you have World UFO Day tomorrow, and a couple of those like ice cream days on the 18th with our friends from Hudsonville, and junk food days the 21st.
What about National Bikini Day? How dare you miss that?
Bikini Day is on the 5th.
Oh my God. A friend just posted a meme on her Facebook page of Andre the Giant in one of those unitards.
Yeah.
And it was after the pandemic, me in my bathing suit from last year.
That's right. So lots going on. I mean, here's the one thing. Christmas in July is on like everything. There are Christmas movies Hallmark and all those Lifetime.
Oh,
don't they all do
yeah.
Christmas in July? So that's fun.
We get the Hallmark channel up north. That is one channel that we have up there that I don't have at home. So I make sure that every Friday night we're watching the Christmas movie.
It's time for a movie with one person you know.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Yeah.
Right. And 12 you don't.
So that's right. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. There you go. All right. There you go. July is going to be fun. All right. Let's do That's Incredible.
That's incredible.
couple incredible stories today. A Canadian couple bought a house last winter, and when all the snow melted in the spring, they noticed something was strange in the backyard. It was a garbage dump.
Oh, no.
They said it will cost $100,000 to remove the contaminated soil.
Oh, that has to be some sort of lemon law for houses.
Well, I don't know how it works in Canada. I would think here we'd come after you.
Seriously, that's crazy.
Listen to the owner.
What are the odds the person selling the house didn't know that?
I don't know. Here, let me play this guy on.
Garbage went about 3 to 4 feet down into the ground. It wasn't just bricks, mortar, and cement. There were shingles. There was metal, sheet metal. And it's going to cost us around $100,000 to clean up that soil.
God, can you imagine?
No.
It's about $80,000 U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
But you're wild. Mm.
Yeah, I would call whoever Canada's version is of, I don't know,
Realtor.com.
Jumana.
Jumana, yeah.
That's incredible.
Mike Morse.
Yeah.
Sam Bernstein.
Any of them.
Are there rules about chopping down a tree next to a building? If there are, this guy didn't follow the rules. Here he is with his chainsaw buzzing, and it is pretty incredible. When someone does a play-by-play of the tree coming down, listen carefully.
Oh, watch out. Here it goes. And it's going the wrong way. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was not good at all.
No, it landed on his house.
It landed on his house?
Listen, when I watch that Poor Protection Alaska, another show I watch, when they cut trees down, the whole show is redirecting the trees before they fall. I mean, everything is about not getting the tree to fall on your house.
Well, aren't you supposed to put that, like, rubber band thing around
that,
it?
That, and you do a wedge so it falls
that's
this
right.
way. Yeah.
I have one tree that's outside. It's on the easement, so technically it's, like, the city's responsibility. And whenever there's a storm or any sort of rain, these massive tree branches fall off of it. So it's dead. It needs to, you know, it needs a lot of work.
Right.
I'm always worried. That thing's just going to come down right on my house, isn't it? Mm. Right in the living room.
Right.
How am I supposed
incredible.
To watch TV?
Kibble versus South Lion.
Here's a work Zoom meeting that takes a bit of an odd turn when the woman on the Zoom call starts talking and her chair breaks. Listen.
And I'll probably go down to Jersey where my uncle lives and stay and hang out with him for a bit.
Are you okay?
Oh my God.
Charlotte, what happened?
Kyle.
That is the best.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Chair just gave out.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
What are the chances of that happening?
That's incredible.
All right, last one. Allison, this one is for us.
Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hang on. This is incredible. The people behind the new Halloween movies that I love. Halloween Kills is coming out in October.
Yeah. Right.
Michael Myers, Jamie Lee Curtis. The people behind the new Halloween movies are making a sequel to The Exorcist.
Oh my God.
One of the producers says, quote, "I think it's going to pleasantly surprise all the skeptics out there." Now listen, people said you couldn't redo the Halloween movies, but they found a way to delete all those terrible ones and just have Jamie Lee Curtis bring it back the right way.
They did.
That team is doing The Exorcist.
It's
going to be great.
Oh my God.
It's going to be great.
I can't. I am beyond excited because that's the thing. If you think you can do it, but that's it. Only if you can do it. Otherwise, leave it alone because there was it a sequel or a prequel? But there was another Exorcist that was terrible.
Yeah, wasn't it called the Heretic or the Hectic?
I think it was the Heretic.
The Heretic?
The Heretic?
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 Yeah, that's it. Oh, Chelsea, looks like you won't see the original or the new one.
No, I won't.
Can't you just...
No, she won't. No. No. What was the movie that we did a premiere of and you or a special screen of and you left? Poltergeist?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Poltergeist is rated PG.
It's a
Steven Spielberg movie.
You're really that scared?
Yeah, no, I can't handle it.
Okay.
And he thought it was a great idea that, you know, everybody loves scary movies.
They do.
Well,
no.
Poltergeist is a tame one.
But they're power in numbers. Like, it's easier to see a scary movie with
monsters can't get you.
300 people.
That's right.
No.
Anyway.
That's incredible.
We told you today we're in the iHeart building all together. Took a couple days off from TV so we could have some fun on the radio and be distraction free. And, you know, we always talk about our boss, Paul Corvino, but today he's in with us.
I know.
And we're staring at him right now. Paul, there you are.
Very good morning, exciting. Guys.
How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm always good.
Listen, we thought today we were going to have fun with you. We're going to do two things with you today. Okay. First of all, we're going to play Battle of the Sexes with you. And I'm going to give up my spot and have you play on behalf of men, all men.
I'm representing the entire Italian species.
Right. All Italian men. And in addition to that, when we're done with battle, we have another game that we're it's going to be quick. But you remember on Monday Night Football, there used to be You Make the Call. Remember on Monday night, it was like You Make the Call. It was always right around 10 on Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
Today we're going to play You Make the Poll.
You make the poll. Okay.
So let's start first with Battle of the Sexes and see how Paul does representing the men today. It's brought to you by our friends at Oakland Mall. There are two contestants on and ready to play today. So Paul is going to play for Al. And Allison's going to play for Linda, going for win two.
I got you, Al.
Al, Paul's going to take care of you today. And he's going to do a great job. But that said, let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, name a bird with really long legs.
Oh, a flamingo.
Second best answer. 5 points for that. And ostrich was the number one. I'm nervous for Paul's question.
I know. Give him turn up.
Name something that would be very messy if you put it in the microwave uncovered.
Chili.
Number one answer.
Oh, yes. Nice, Paul.
10 points for that. Allison, name something you'd put in a breakfast burrito.
Eggs.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Paul, name a specific object in which you might see the word caution. Where would you see the word caution?
Jeez, Paul.
Wow. A specific object that I might see the word caution.
Like, where might you see the word caution? On what?
On what? On machinery.
That is the third best answer. 1 point for that. A road sign was the number one, followed by yellow tape.
Okay.
Like at a crime scene.
Right.
So Allison's in the lead 15 to 11. Allison, name a club Bill Gates probably belonged to in high school.
Now, Bill Gates of now or the Bill Gates of a year ago?
I don't know if we're supposed to go with a legitimate club or like a Bill Gates kind of thing. Because he's a brainiac, like the Astronomers Club.
That didn't make it. 0 points for that. Chess was the number one answer.
I was on the right track.
Yeah.
Brainiac.
After new revelations, it would probably be some sort of an S&M club.
That's right. That was the other way to go. Right.
Right. Studio and music.
And Paul,
I was his sponsor.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy ones.
Paul, name something some women spend a lot of money on just to look good.
Skincare.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points.
And believe me, I know.
Yes.
That's right, your beautiful girlfriend, Sarah, doesn't need a thing, Paul.
Paul wins the game 21 to 15.
Very nice. You did it. Good win. Good win for Al.
All right, I finally won again.
Yes, you did.
By the way, it was AJ, not Al. I didn't have my glasses on for that. I'm sorry.
Well, I wasn't going to correct you.
All right, AJ.
Detroit's 100.3 WNIC with Jay Towers in the morning. Allison, Chelsea, here we are at the iHeart building today. Now, normally when I'm on TV, we do things out of the Fox 2 radio studio. But today, because I have a couple days off from television, I said, let's all get together. We haven't seen each other. We're testing out some new video equipment, which I'm excited about. And Paul Corvino, the world's most interesting boss. Paul, over the years that we've known you, we have found you to be the guy that has the absolute best stories in radio. And not even in radio, in life. You've been everywhere. You've seen everything. And
you know everyone.
And no matter what the conversation is.
No matter what the conversation is.
You've touched it somehow.
You can, just random something you're talking about, and then you're like, oh, yeah, there was that time when.
Right.
I was there when Snapchat was invented.
What?
Paul, why have you led?
I actually do know
that. I know
he does.
I met them in Cannes.
The only old secret life.
And we became really good friends at their first conference. The problem is now when people meet me, because of this persona you built up for me, I'm under pressure to be interesting. When someone says, what did you do last night? I can't say I fell asleep watching Netflix, which is more likely what I did the night before.
Well, let me tell you,
the secret life of Walter Mitty. It's like you just no man has experienced this life, and yet here he is running everything. So we thought we'd play a game today called "You Make the Paul." And to make this game really work, it's really a game of two Pauls. It's Paul in studio, and then it's the other Paul.
Yes, so, dueling Pauls.
Right, dueling Pauls, basically. So what we'll do, Paul, is the ladies will ask a question, and you will respond. And then we'll go to Paul for the other response. Are you ready for that? Does that sound easy?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. So it's time to play You Make the Paul. Allison, first.
Okay. Paul, iHeartRadio has just informed you that you will be traveling on official company business in Rome. You have just a few minutes to get to the airport and can only make one call. Who do you call?
I'd have to call my girlfriend, Sarah, let her know I'm going.
This is the world's most interesting man's response. You're going to call Sarah.
That's who I would call.
That is legitimately who he has to call.
All right. Go ahead, Allison.
I'm going to call the Pope, let him know I'm arriving, so that he can have like, you know, my proper dietary food ready.
That's right. That's his second call.
Okay,
Paul, iHeartRadio has just informed you that you will be traveling on official company business in Rome. You have just a few minutes to get to the airport and can only make one call. Who do you call, Paul?
My first call is to Allegra Versace. I had a run-in with Donatella in a small village outside Florence in the late 90s.
Oh my God.
She was hemming and hawing about a man named Sergio whose belt was in the way, and I said, Donatella, we'll laugh about this one day. Now her daughter's like family. Allegra will know what I should do next in Italy.
That happened, right?
That's a proper Paul response.
No, that is. And that's it might have happened. Yeah. You made that up, but you don't know if you made that up.
Chelsea.
All right, Paul. Mary Barra from GM is on her way here to the iHeartRadio building. You don't have much time, and you need to provide a delicious lunch and some entertainment for the meeting. What do you do?
What do I do? I call Julie, my assistant. Julie, I need a fantastic lunch for Mary Barra, who's coming to the office.
That's right.
All right, there's the Paul's answer.
All right, other Paul.
Yeah.
Mary from GM is on her way here to the iHeartRadio building. You don't have much time. You need to provide delicious lunch, entertainment for the meeting. What do you do?
What don't I do? My first call is to Christos. Let's get Lenny Kravitz on the line right away. And not because Lenny's coming here, just because I like to say Lenny Kravitz. In the meantime, I call Emeril Lagasse. I say, Emeril, I'm short on time, so send 10 of your Emeril Air Fryer XLSs right away. Emeril and I go back once. We entered the Ring of Fire with him shirtless at Burning Man. He said, I'm coming for you, Corvino. I said, like hell you are, man. And I knocked him out cold, taking Heidi Klum as the prize.
Yes. I did win four fights in a row at Burning Man.
Oh, my God.
In the Thunderdome.
And are you serious?
And yes. Little side note, Lenny Kravitz is going to be Paul's new neighbor.
That's right.
Yes.
That's real.
That is real.
Oh, my God.
Last question. Last question for Paul, the world's most interesting boss. We told you.
Okay, Paul. Journey is playing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in September. It's true. You've been asked to choose the song they play last. What do you choose?
What's the encore song?
I guess it's got to be there. That big song. Just this.
Don't Stop Believing, Paul.
Where they say Detroit.
It's got to be Don't Stop Believing.
Because that's
the
only song that I could think of off the top of my head.
That's a good call.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good call. I like it. Other Paul. Journey is playing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. What's their encore song? You decide.
It's funny you say that, because you know I was friends with Steve Perry for a long time. We once were having drinks late in the night. He said, I want to start a band and call it Quest. I said, Quest isn't going to work. It doesn't sound right. He said, how about Adventure? I said, not Adventure. It doesn't feel right. He said, how about Excursion? I said, I don't think so, Steve. This isn't your bag. So I said, why not call it Journey? And the rest was history.
Oh, my God.
Paul Corvino.
Bravo! Yes.
The world's most interesting boss. Paul, why do I get the feeling you didn't like this?
I did.
Oh, okay.
You did.
This is great.
You did. And 47% of it was true.
And 47% was true. Much like our show. Paul, if we haven't said it, you're the best boss we've ever worked for. We love you.
We love you.
I love you guys. This is great. You guys are really terrific day in, day out. Consistency. And you guys are just the best. Just good people.
Look at us fishing for
compliments.
Back at you. 100.3 WNIC. There he is, the great Paul.